This is an encore presentation of Armed American Radio.
This is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome in. Looks everything's lit up over here. I got monitor over here is looking good. Meters are bouncing solid. Take a look over to the left. Got everything rocking and rolling over here. Tons of stories. We'll never be able to get to all of them, but that's okay. We will try. Let's look down here. The board's all lit up, looking fun. All the sliders are where they're supposed to be. And this new MacBook, or not MacBook, but this iPad Pro, picked it up today. This thing's pretty cool with the keypad and the pencil. That thing's rocking and rolling. All right, we look good. We look ready to rock and roll. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. This is the classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. We brought it back after a number of years, and I am just thrilled we did. We've got a great group in here. Let me give a quick recap of the previous 2 hours. If you're just joining us on the broadcast today, I want to welcome Dayton, Ohio, 94.5 FM. A real pleasure to have you here. I have my whole life centered around Dayton, Ohio, as my family, by both my in-laws and my parents all lived in Dayton. Well, they all do. My mom and dad don't, but my in-laws do. And lots and lots of family. My mom has 16 kids. They all have tons of kids. All those kids are my cousins, and all their kids, all Dayton, Ohio, all went to CJ. And my mom and dad met when she went to Julianne and he went to Chaminade. So Dayton, Ohio, I know you well. Mike Gallagher's not the only one that's got some ties to Dayton, Ohio. In fact, he went to Chaminade with one of my uncles. So, I mean, you know, see how this all works out? It's just destiny, man. That's how it all plays out. But welcome to the program. It's great to be here with you, particularly in Dayton, Ohio, and all my family and friends. Lots of fun. The first hour of the broadcast saw, and it was a good one, too. It was a solid one because we pick up a lot of information. We had Virginia Citizens Defense League, Phil Van Cleve. Virginia's the bellwether again, and we're watching it. The story came out. You can read it at armedamericannews.com. But Michael Bloomberg and Everytown for Gun Safety now pledging $1.8 million, and that number is going to rise. Believe me, that's a baseline. That's pocket change. That's the ching in his pocket for Michael Bloomberg. He rattles that in his with his fingers in his pockets. He's worth 70-some billion dollars. $1.8 million is nothing. It's a sneeze. And he is doing everything in his power to elect who? Democrats, because Democrats want your guns. Those of you who don't believe that, just... yeah, you got to get over yourselves. Get past yourselves. The Democrats aren't your friends, period. And those of you, that, new gun owners that are Democrats, I'm glad you're gun owners. Fix your party. That's your responsibility. I'm not here to try to fix your party. I'm here to fight against your party, and I'm going to do that until I take my last breath. That's what we're here for. You have the responsibility to do that. I'm not here to befriend your party. Your party is filled with liars that want to take my guns. Deal with that. That's the reality of the situation. It is the Democrat Party that wants your guns. It is Michael Bloomberg spending hundreds of millions of dollars over the years to elect Democrats in an effort to take away your guns. Deal with that. That's your problem, not ours. This program will continue to shine light on that no matter what. We're not singing Kumbaya with the Democrat Party. Read their platform, listen to their words, watch their actions. You're going to see it unfold yet again in the great state of Virginia. Phil Van Cleve gave us some great updates. AWR Hawkins agreed with that sentiment, too, by the way. Of course he did. He knows what's going on. Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. Hour two, we spent some time together with Neil McCabe. Always fun to spend a solid hour with Neil. And that leads us right here into the roundtable, where we welcome, and those of you who, by the way, would be watching the program normally on your television sets, your Apple TV, and the rest of whatever platforms you're watching on all your devices, I apologize, but the studio cameras are off today. We've got a lot of new equipment. We've got a lot of work to do and some tech support before we get those back up and running, so bear with us. All of this presented by X Insurance, the Carr Firearms Group Studio, the Lead Slingers Microphone. Let's get rocking and rolling in a classic roundtable. Neil, because we had you on the air the previous hour, welcome back in, my friend. Thanks for sticking here with us.
Good to be with you, Mark, and I'm ready for literally the fastest hour in radio.
Well, I don't know if it goes any faster than that last two. I don't know how much we'll get in, but we're going to do our level best. Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. We're on the Lead Slingers mic. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope you're ready for some great discussion. And we will talk about Virginia, too. And let's not forget here, Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. This is the Carr Firearms Group studio. Justin, I will be with you, shaking your paw up on the stage at the Rods of Iron Festival, along with AWR Hawkins and a great litany of other speakers on October 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Rods of Iron Festival right up there in your neck of the woods at the Tommy Gun facility at the Carr Firearms facility, right?
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you, Mark. You know, it'll be great to have you and the crew up, and as well as all the other great Second Amendment patriots for the festival, and we're going to have a great time.
We are. Any idea yet? Are you getting any indication of what the crowd swell is going to be? Anything yet?
Yeah, I mean, we are getting the pre-registrations. They are coming in, and we'll just have to see on the date. But, you know, people have been locked up a long time, and so, you know, we'll have to see what happens. But we think it's going to be a great turnout.
Now, is there any problem? I have to ask this in today's day and age. The media is frightening everybody again. Because remember, folks, it's going to be the media tells you when COVID is over. Are they scaring everybody again? Are they panicking everybody with the new Delta variant, the Mu variant, whatever, you know, the gun variant? What are they? Or everything's going off without a hitch here. We're good, right?
We are set to go, but the media and the governor is they're definitely trying to scare people to not come out.
I figured that would be the case.
Pennsylvania is a purple state, so we're right in the front line of the battleground to protect our right to bear arms. And so it's really important for people to come out and push Pennsylvania over to the red camp rather than the blue camp.
Oh, boy. Well said. It is true. It's sad to say that Pennsylvania is purple, but in Pennsylvania also, all things considered, has some great gun laws. There's some work to be done in Pennsylvania, particularly in areas like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, the inner city. But the rest of that state, just like the rest of the area in New York, bright red when you get outside those cities. So I'm looking forward to getting up there and hobnobbing with some great patriots up there, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Make sure to check it out, Rods of Iron. Just Google Rods of Iron, and you'll find everything you need to know. Register and come up and see us and shake our paws. There's going to be thousands of us up there. Going to be a great time and a lineup of phenomenal speakers that are going to be there. Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad, I got to get your take on the whole Milley situation over this past week. Your military background, your veteran status. We'll pass that off to Neil as well. We didn't have a chance to talk about that in the previous hour, but with what you've been seeing, with the debacle that was the surrender. Correct me if you think there should be a better term. I'm open for hearing that. But the surrender of America in Afghanistan, what's happening with the Taliban, and now Milley with what I can only determine to be treason. I want your thoughts.
We have people sitting in jail for doing less than what he did right now. It's going to get, papered over in the media. I don't think they're going to, there's going to be a lot of smoke and nothing's going to happen, of course, because these people never held responsible for their actions. But, yeah, it is treason. It's treasonous what he did. And I can tell you, not going to get in any specifics, but I still have a lot of connections that are still active duty. Several of them, are from special operations background that, just like Milley. And I can tell you that he is almost universally hated across the force. Because he is seen as nothing but a politician and a leftist. He's not trusted. So when I saw the news on this, it didn't surprise me at all. Lloyd Austin is held in the same, same regard. As a matter of fact, I can tell you right now, Lloyd Austin is somebody that intentionally softened the threat reports about ISIS so the Obama administration could have cover to withdraw to the point where I know people who were sending him and his staff emails where they were seeing with their own eyes bad guys doing bad things in Iraq, and response eventually came from Lloyd Austin's office. Stop reporting this. We don't care. So
Lloyd Austin, of course, being the Secretary of Defense. Go ahead.
Yes. So these are the type of people we have in charge of our military right now. It doesn't surprise me a bit. They need to be held accountable. I have no faith they will be, though.
Sad but true, the old Metallica. Sad but true. Neil, I'll let you take us to the break, which is coming right now. It's going to fly right by. But, and we've only got 30 seconds, but I want to come back to you with this. I'll tell you what. Let's just hold off. I don't want to have to interrupt you. When we come back, we're going to go to Neil McCabe and get his take on Millie. And, because I've got maybe a different take here. I don't know that he survives this. Why? Because of that drone strike. I don't know. And what I'm talking about, of course, is, was this Biden's aspirin factory to draw attention away from the terrible withdrawal in Afghanistan? You can surmise it probably was. We can't prove that. But, boy, I'll tell you, when coincidences begin to line up, particularly over the years, when it looks as bad as it is, hey, if it quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck, right? When we come back, we'll get Neil's take on Millie as well, and we'll continue to go around the table. Lots to cover. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Those of you in Dayton, Ohio on 94.5 recognize Mike Gallagher. He's a Dayton native himself, a graduate of Chaminade High School, same place my father and virtually all of my uncles went. Okay. Welcome back inside the studios with me. The time is flying. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, as I was saying before the break, I agree with Brad wholeheartedly, it is very disappointing when we see stories like this and we think nothing's going to be done because who's in charge? These people don't care about the Constitution anymore, and they should, but they don't. We know party and agenda takes precedence and priority now over everything else, particularly people being held accountable, even when American lives were lost, and more American lives will be lost. And in this particular case, 10 civilians, including 7 children, who were blown up because of water bottles. And they weren't blown up because of water bottles. Hopefully our intelligence can determine the difference between water bottles being loaded into a trunk and explosives, but apparently not. Neil, but his comments about this being a righteous strike, this being that, this being our intelligence, and then we find out that 10 innocent civilians are dead, including 7 children. The media has not been kind to Biden. I will give them credit for that on Afghanistan. They haven't been as hard as they could have been, but they certainly haven't been nice. Does he survive this?
Does Milley survive? Absolutely. Does Biden survive? Well, I mean, Biden's going to get shellacked in the 2022 midterms, and he's practically a lame duck now, and we have sort of this spectacle of an undead or zombie presidency. There are still some Biden initiatives that need to be worked out, and we'll see how that'll play out. But, you know, one by one, all of these items on the sort of Biden hit parade are falling off the charts. The Senate parliamentarian just ruled against Biden changing our immigration laws through reconciliation. So that's a big hit to the left-wing program. And so, you know, it still has to play out. But basically, you know, Biden as an active leader trying to get legislation done on Capitol Hill, that's no longer the narrative. That's no longer what's happening. Going back to Afghanistan, a ton of people thought it was a good idea to get out of Afghanistan. The vast majority of Americans wanted to get out of Afghanistan. There's a lot of military that wanted to get out of Afghanistan, but no one wanted to get out the way we got out, and that's sort of the problem. And, you know, when you want to talk about, you know, the phone call that Milley made with the top general in China, let's just flip that script a little. What if President Xi found out that his top general called Milley and said, by the way, Milley, you know that my president is crazy and I'm trying to do everything possible to protect my country from this crazy president. And so if China attacks you by surprise, I will call you ahead of time so that you have the opportunity to kill as many Chinese soldiers as possible because they think that they're launching a surprise attack, but I will have tipped you off. How long do you think it would take for the Chinese Communist Party to arrest that general and execute him?
All right. Now, I'm going to let – that's a great point. You know what? I've not heard anybody in the media ask that question. I want to go to Justin with that. Justin, this is a perfect setup for you. I have another question for you after we move on this topic, but I want you to answer that Because we all know the answer to that. But I want to hear it come from you, who knows a little bit about communist North Korea and communist China. Answer Neil's question, how long would that general have survived under those conditions?
Well, obviously, Milley's not going to be executed like that Chinese general because he works for the Chinese, and the Chinese Communist Party owns our government right now. I mean, we have to come to face the reality that, you know, many members of the Democratic Party are who are in the Judiciary Committee are communist, and they protect communist spies in our government, and many of our senior executive officers in our federal government are communist or Muslim Brotherhood. We really have a serious problem in our government. Our government now is been taken over by communists, and they are preparing to make war against the U.S. Patriot.
Let me ask you this, because we all know what she would have done. That general would have been arrested, executed. It probably would have been a matter of hours. But phrased the way Neil phrased it, we're not seeing it phrased that way here in the United States, because that's exactly what Milley did. He just told the communist Chinese that I will give you a heads up so that you can kill as many American soldiers if this plays out, because our president is a nutcase. Now, I'm going to tell you that I don't think it's not as much the call to the Chinese general as it is the fact that he was actually working with Nancy Pelosi, if that's true. And now, Neil, let me go back to you briefly, because I can't wait to get Brad's take on this as well. But if, in fact, he was working with Nancy Pelosi, both of them, in my estimation, should be tried for treason immediately, regardless of party. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I mean, it's, the political opponents of the president have the right to try to do everything possible to persuade Milley and other people, you know, to bend to their will. Pelosi and Schumer had no legal control over Milley, and Milley, of course, is an advisor with legally no role in the chain of command. It was Milley's obligation to ignore them because the commander-in-chief is the president.
In this particular case, Brad, we heard from Justin. I want to go to you. He undermined democracy. And when he did what he did, he literally removed civilian control of the military. That, to me, is a coup. Where is my thought process wrong?
I don't think you're incorrect. I mean, I think that, you know, this is also a good example of, you know, it shows you how far these people were willing to go to undermine a duly elected president that they hated. And it also shows you the fact that they're willing to sacrifice American soldiers. Like, let's go ahead and put a face on those guys, because it's not the sons and daughters of Nancy Pelosi that would be getting killed by the Chinese.
That's a fact.
It's people like me. It's people like my friends. It's the sons and daughters of middle America, middle class, the little guy that these people claim they're looking out for while they screw us every chance they get. They hate us, and they're willing to get us killed so they can have more power, more money.
Justin, I wanted to ask you another question and move on from that topic, because time is flying so fast during this hour. We've already got 30 seconds. I'll set it up with this. I've got a theory relative to what happens with gun control based on what Neil said, Biden being essentially a lame duck now. He will, and let's make the assumption that Neil is correct. I believe he's correct. Get shellacked in the midterms. I believe he's going to lose the House and the Senate. Let's just work on that basis. Now, think about this before the break, and then I'll ask you the question when we come back again to reiterate. But that is, in my estimation, where gun control will take an even bigger stage in a Biden administration. Well, how can that be if he loses the House and the Senate? I'll explain it, and then we'll go around the table. We'll start with Justin with that. Segment 3 coming up already in the roundtable. Fastest hour in radio. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Okay, let's get just a little bit of house cleaning under the rug here. Let's sweep a little bit under the rug. On Wednesday, I am taking off to Grand Rapids, where I will be speaking on the steps of the Michigan Capitol. And I know some of you will be there. I've seen some emails. Thank you for that. Looking forward to meeting you and shaking your paw. That will be Thursday at about 11 o'clock. I will be speaking for about 45 minutes, then hightailing right back out, catching a flight back here. And on Friday, have a board meeting for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in conjunction with the Second Amendment Foundation Board. We do this every year because this weekend coming up next,
is the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which you can register for right now at saf.org. It is free. And those of you who register will get the download link, because every files are now there for you to download a link, for over $250 worth of books that this year we've worked through the issues from last year. We had no idea how many people were going to jump in, but it was in the hundreds of thousands. So it was impossible. But this year, those links will be there for you. You'll be able to download that file and get all of those materials that you would have physically gotten and put in a suitcase and taken home. Gun Rights Policy Conference is coming up. Then on October 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, on the 8th, I will be flying up to Newark, New Jersey. I know, right? But that's okay. I'm going to get in a car and hightail it right over to Pennsylvania, not too far away, where we'll be speaking and emceeing and having a tremendous amount of fun with thousands of other patriots at Car Arms, sponsored at the Tommy Gun facility, at Car's facility in Greeley, Pennsylvania, for the Rod of Iron Festival. So that's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. And we'll get the show if we can't get it. We're working on whether we're going to get it live for you or tape it up while we're there or tape it in advance. We'll figure it out. But you're going to get fresh material on a Sunday show. We've never let you down in 13 years, and we're not going to start now. So we're looking forward to everything coming up. We'll talk about more of our partners coming up in just a few minutes at the next break. Suffice to say, you're in the Car Arms studio with me. This is the Lead Slingers, Mike. The CEO of Car Arms, Justin Moon, is with us. The CEO of Lead Slingers is with us. And all of this is presented to you today by X Insurance, a far superior A-rated company that is protecting the firearms industry and taking the firearms community and industry by storm, including your freedom. Justin Moon, CEO of Car, let's go back to you. Let me lay down with you what I was talking with Greg about during the break. I have a theory here, and I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear Brad's opinion and Neil's. Working on the premise that the Democrats get shellacked in the midterms, which I absolutely believe they will, both in the House and the Senate, making Joe Biden a true lame duck. That, my friend, is when I believe you're going to see a gun control push unlike any other. Now, you might ask, how can they do that when they don't have the House and the Senate? I'll tell you how they're going to do it. This is when the gun czar position is created. Prior to that, they're going to make another end run to try to get an ATF nominee in there that's going to look a little bit more moderate, but not be, to try to push him through before they lose the Senate. And then they're going to create another position for Chipman, making an end run around the Constitution, because right now Bloomberg and Everytown is pressuring him hardcore to do both, and that's to get another ATF nominee in there at the same time, start putting another position together that does not require congressional support. And as a lame duck, Joe Biden is going to go after guns like nobody's business, using an end run around the Constitution to do it. That's my theory. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, Mark, but I think he's going to go one step further. He's going to try to sign an assignment onto the UN Small Arms Treaty and try to get the end run around the Constitution by signing us onto that treaty. And that treaty is heinous. It requires a gun registration of every civilian gun, and basically the groundwork for confiscation.
Global, by the way, and I'm glad you pointed that out. You're correct about that. I didn't even figure that into the theory. Brad Primo, your thoughts on that, and then add that third in, because Justin is 100% spot on. Joe Biden has already voiced his support for that, and that is literally global civilian disarmament and civilian registration, which is the, of course, we know the precursor for disarmament. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if this, your specifics are going to happen. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I think that in general, what's going to happen for them is that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that voted for Joe Biden that are rightfully demoralized right now and realize they made a mistake. He needs an issue, something to try to unite his base and to whip those people to a frenzy. Gun control is definitely going to be one of those things. So, you know, you can go ahead and start making a list of all the horrible things that they're probably going to try to inflict upon us. And, you know, don't forget also, I mean, there's actually some tax things that are going to be coming into effect in the next year. And plus, what they're trying to push right now with this, you know, $3.5 trillion, you know, infrastructure, whatever the deal is, you know, there's going to be a lot of punitive taxes that are going to be coming online aimed at political opponents of the administration.
I don't doubt that. We already know that. We've seen the numbers. Joe Biden would push the tax rate up over 40%. He wants to move the capital gains up to a 30%, confiscatory and punitive. What's that?
Yeah, well, consider this also, though. I mean, when you talk about the little guy coming up next year, you know, right now you can, you know, buy and sell things. I believe the threshold is like up to like $20,000 before it becomes a reportable thing to the IRS. that's going down to $600 for the entire year, and that starts in 2022. So if you joke you in public, sell your used lawnmower for $600 and some guy, uses Venmo or PayPal to pay you, you're going to get a 1099 for that. That's going to get taxed. So they're really going after those billionaires they claim they're going after, that's aimed right at the little guy, you and me. That's who they're going to come after.
Yeah, the rich pay, by the way, about 80% of all taxes in the country, the top 1%. The whole thing is based on a lie. And to those of you who might not understand, if you don't run a business, if you're looking at this in terms of, well, Joe Biden said I'm not going to get taxed if I don't make $400,000 a year. You're thinking of this in terms of a W-2. And if you don't get a W-2 that shows $400,000 in income, it's not going to affect me. That's what you're thinking. What you're failing to understand is the vast majority of small business owners in this country, $400,000, the way the corporations are set up is LLCs and then taxed as sub-S corporations, that is pass-through income that moves from the business. So the individual is taxed on those numbers, even though the individual doesn't realize that income passes through to the business owner. Neil McCabe, you understand this all too well, as I do as a business owner. Joe Biden is FOS, to put it bluntly, and you know it. But I want to hear your take on the theory of gun control, because I believe that push is just getting started. They're planning on that after the midterms, in my estimation.
They are not giving up on gun control. It is something they believe in their bones. And frankly, there's a lot of donors. Bloomberg is the front of the list, but obviously George Soros and other people. This is, fighting gun rights is what fuels the Democratic Party, and they have to answer to their donors. They made promises to their donors, and they need to deliver because they need the money in order to mount any kind of defense in 2022.
You're spot on. I got to go back over to you, Brad, briefly before I go back to Justin. Brad, I know that you follow this. I follow you on social media, and we talk off air, et cetera, about a number of issues, and we text back and forth about a lot of these things. We all know it is the Democrat Party as an institution. This is institutional stuff we're talking about that wants our guns. Those of you who don't believe that, simply read Joe Biden's plan to end gun violence and compare that to the Democrat Party platform. If I have to explain to you at this stage of the game, after all of these years, that it is the Democrat Party that wants your guns and you don't believe that, you should probably change the dial and go watch MSDNC LSD and just get away from us, because you simply cannot figure it out if that's the case. Brad, there are people who claim to be on our side that are begging us to reach out, that we've got to get out of our comfort zone. Brad, I have no intention of reaching out to people who want to take my rights from me. That's not what this program is about. It hasn't been based on that premise. It's about fighting that ideology, and that ideology comes from that party. And I've said this throughout the program today, and I want your thoughts. If you're a Democrat that owns guns, good for you. It is your party. It is your responsibility. You have to fix it, not me. Brad, right or wrong? We've got 20 seconds.
No, absolutely correct. I mean, just because you own guns doesn't mean you're one of us. It just means that you own a gun. You got to get on the right team. You got to get your head in the right place. And it's definitely not the Democrat Party.
When we come back from the break, thank you. When we come back from the break, we've got one more segment. I do want to talk about this because this news was breaking tonight. And it is heartbreaking news about Gabby Petito and how this all went down. What a very, very bizarre case. And I'd like to get everybody's thoughts on that as we go around the table and wrap up this hour. Sad day in America today. Back with the roundtable right after this.
Amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
The Democrats are coming.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black
Flat Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. The final segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast here. All of it presented to you by X Insurance, xinsurance.com. This is when I'm asking you to please support our partners that make this discussion possible. All of our partners, Carr Arms, Crossbreed Holsters, Lead Slingers Whiskey, Daniel Defense. And one more plea for you. Get into that raffle. The Double D Foundation, the Youth Shooting Sports, Marty and Cindy Daniel, the founders and owners of Daniel Defense, that amazing, amazing company based right here. The coolest address I've ever seen, 100 Warfighter Way, Black Creek, Georgia. That's pretty cool. But Daniel Defense and the Double D Foundation sponsoring the Youth Shooting Sports, raffling off a $7,742 Daniel Defense package with some optics and some training that in the win also includes travel to learn how to work that weapon system. Ugh, fun stuff. I've got 4 tickets. Actually, I have 5. I put 100 in. The tickets are $25 a piece, and I'm supporting the shooting sports, youth, kids,
fastest growing and most participative sport in the country, but the media never tells you that. So please support that. How do you do it? It's real simple. Just visit armedamericannews.com, click on that banner. You'll see it. It's right there in your face. And donate. Buy the tickets. And you might win. If I win, I'm donating it right back to Daniel Defense, and we'll give it to another winner. And I hope to God that an Armed American Radio listener like that won the Daniel Defense M4 last month wins this raffle as well. This would be fantastic. So please support all of our partners. We mentioned them earlier and throughout the show today. They make all of this discussion possible. This has been, I got to be honest with you, the fastest 3 hours of this show that I can remember in nearly 12 years. This show flew by. Great content, great guests. So let's wrap it up quickly. Let's go to Justin. Justin, did you want to put a stamp on anything else before I kind of take us into the realm of this tragic, very bizarre case of this young girl whose body was apparently found today in Wyoming?
Yeah, I just hope that we stay vigilant and just watch everything they do, because they're coming for our guns. They have to get our guns. I mean, you just look at what's happening in Australia. That would be us if we had our guns taken away like they did.
Well, you just got a glimpse, listeners, into what we're going to be talking with the roundtable about next week. We're going to be talking about Australia. What's happening down there is nothing short of tyranny. And you wouldn't think that in Australia, and American media is not giving it a tremendous amount of coverage, because that's what they want for you here. That's what the Democrats are trying to do with more lockdowns. You've seen it in Democrat cities across the country and in blue states. So thanks for that reminder. But that's coming up next week in discussion on the roundtable. Justin, have you been following this tragic case of Gabby Petito, the missing girl who was just found today?
Not in detail. It just seems like a tragic missing persons case.
It's unbelievable what's occurred here. And it's so bizarre because none of these timelines match. So let me go over to you. I'll go to you in just a second. But let's go over to Brad Primo first. Brad, have you been following this at all?
I have. It's very intriguing.
Intriguing in what sense? Well, define intriguing.
Well, it's intriguing in the sense that, like you said, it's bizarre in the sense that, there was obviously some contact with police in Utah. There was two witnesses to whatever went down between the fiance and the male that ended up, they found them dead. They don't know what happened to them. And then the guy just shows up at his parents' house in Florida without his fiance, and like, he never said anything to the police. Or, typically when you go on a road trip with your fiance, ideally you come back with her. So the fact that that didn't happen, and he's also now missing, and, I have my ideas about where he's at and how he's there, or not specifically, but, like, what's going on with that. It just all seems, it's a very interesting whodunit with a lot of moving pieces, I think.
I hope they find him alive, and I hope he pays. And unfortunately, I don't know. It appears to me that the parents literally gave him a 3-day head start.
Yes.
That's what. Okay, so they can search the swamp all they want. I will tell you this, listeners, that there's a lot going on down there. Let's just say that I know a lot of people in law enforcement in Sarasota County, and it's a mess down there right now. And I hope this all plays out the way I hope it should play out, and that is that this guy and his family are held accountable. And I found it astonishing today when I was watching the report from the FBI. Out in Wyoming, that right after they say that this is the body, they didn't identify, they know it's her. But the fact of the matter is that then his family comes out and says what a tragic day it is for her family, and they've been silent through this whole thing. This whole thing is just utterly bizarre to me. But we got to talking about, would she have been better off had there been a firearm? Had she been able to defend herself? And it made a really intriguing conversation, Neil. Maybe a firearm is not the best. If there was a firearm, then I watched the cop contact with them from the body cam, the full hour and however long it was, an hour and a half, hour and 50 minutes, like 177 minutes of this stuff. And I don't recall firearms coming up at all or any of the discussion. And, of course, Utah is a very gun-friendly place. Florida is a gun-friendly place. She grew up in New York, likely not around firearms. That's an assumption on my part. I could be wrong. But had there been a firearm in that vehicle, it's likely or possible that she could have been dead 2 months earlier if they were fighting, and not necessarily a good thing. So we're hearing all of this conversation. I'm seeing this a lot in chat rooms. I'd like your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm just drawn to the idea that this beautiful couple was seemingly going to start a life together. And, you know, who knows? They could have been married for 50 years with 10 kids. And, you know, there was all of this. When you see them, especially when you see the way she smiles, there's hope for the future. And for it to turn so tragically, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. And I just don't understand why everyone knew that this kid, this guy, knew something. Why he wasn't taken into custody, why he was allowed to sort of walk away. The whole thing is very bizarre to me. And it, I hope there's a reasonable explanation as to why he was allowed to walk out the door the way he did.
I don't even know how he got out the door with all the media camped out there. How the hell did he even get out the door? With everybody sitting out there, I don't know. The whole thing is strange. We're going to have time to look back on it in hindsight, and I hope to goodness that they get to the bottom of this and that he is alive and that somebody is punished to the fullest extent of the law. And that's about all I can say. But it's very tragic. It's awful. Hey, guys, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. It's been a blast. It always is. All I can tell you is I'm sorry that the hour flew by as fast as it did. It's just good, compelling conversation. Thank you each for participating every single week. Neil, stay safe where you're at. We're looking forward to getting you back, and hopefully we'll have you back on again next week. Thanks for the extra hour that you gave us today. I know your time is very valuable. Justin Moon, looking forward to seeing you in just a few short weeks up in your neck of the woods at the Rod of Iron Festival. And I want to tell everybody to please look it up, Rods of Iron Festival. You'll find it. Register. Come meet us. Come say hello. I was going to say, Justin. Yeah, Justin, we'll see you up there in October 8th, 9th, and 10th. I got the dates right. 8th, 9th, and 10th. I fly up on the 8th and come back on the 11th. Brad Primo, Lead Slingers Whiskey, thank you for everything that you do, what you've done for our country, and what you continue to do, fighting for freedom. And thank you for your partnership with Armed American Radio, as well as Car Arms on the Lead Slingers microphone. You guys make it all possible. Thanks to everybody. Here's the deal. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Because we can and they don't want us to. So here I'm going to leave you with this today, as we always do. Until we meet on the radio again tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see each and every one of you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-
800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.